University of South Florida researchers at first believed there were close to 50 unmarked graves on the Dozier grounds. But they say over the past 3 months, they found the remains of 5 additional bodies. Attorney General Pam Bondi says that's even more than official state records show.
I think there are over 24 bodies more than anticipated. And one of these is a 6-year-old little boy with marbles in his pocket. Come on, buried out there in mass graves. Unmarked graves.
Bondi has been instrumental in helping the researchers get a permit to start digging up the unmarked graves to provide closure to families awaiting the return of their loved ones' remains. But to do that, a lot more work is required. Researcher Christian Wells says there have been more than 10,000 artifacts uncovered so far, the majority nails from the caskets and the coffins themselves.
Then with regard to the individuals inside, the artifacts mostly remaining are shirt buttons and belt buckles primarily.
He says they're now using artifact analysis to identify the people buried in the cemetery.
And one of the ways that we can do that is identify where they were made and the range of dates in which those particular items were produced. And that can help us narrow down this list of 55 individuals into much smaller and more manageable groups that we can then use DNA and other kinds of analyses to identify specifically who the individuals were.
Wells adds they've also been collecting soil samples and sending them off for pollen analysis.
At different times of the year, the atmosphere had different pollen signatures, so we hope to be able to identify the seasonality of different burials, whether someone was buried in the winter, spring, summer, or fall. That way, if more than one individual was buried in a particular year, we can separate it out and identify who is who.
And lead researcher Aaron Kimmerly says a lab analysis of the skeletal remains, including DNA testing, may help match victims with those families who have already provided DNA samples. But she says many families still haven't come forward and researchers need help. So far, they found 11 surviving families but need help locating 42 more on a list they've made public.
And so our hope is that it will elicit some people to come forward who may be related, or if there are web sleuths out there and genealogy buffs who can lend a hand, then we appreciate that too. It's something that we have genealogists working on and are working with the NamUs program and the sheriff's office. But the more help we can get from the public, then the faster that process will go.
Kimberly says her end goal is to turn over loved ones' remains to the family so they can move forward, as in the case of Ovell Krell. For more than 70 years, the 85-year-old has been searching for answers about her missing brother, George Owen Smith, who she hasn't seen since his 13th birthday.
Well, it would be the answer to many long years of hopes and prayers, yes. And it would give me a chance to, if I could get his remains, to put them between my mother and daddy in their cemetery plot in Auburndale. And I feel like they would know he was there.
But she says even if she never gets that chance, she hopes others will be luckier.
And like everybody else in this, we just hope that we'll be one of the lucky ones that gets some closure. If not, I'll be happy for the ones that do.
As for Attorney General Bondi, she says getting closure for the families will continue to be a work in progress, but getting justice for the boys who suffered the alleged abuse is unlikely.
I resign to the fact that we may get closure for these families, but we'll never get them justice. Yes, and here's why. And we've said this from day one. There's no one to be prosecuted who's really left living. And these bodies are so decomposed. I don't want to get graphic, but it's going to be hard. Hopefully, we're going to be able to identify most of them.
A USF spokeswoman says researchers are expected to resume their work in late February or early March. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.